topic at hand is a very crucial introductory topic before we get going on more the practical issues, and that is Shviyas Bizman Hazeh Daraisa Darabanan. So obviously Shemitah was Daraisa at one point in time, the Torah says it, and clearly they kept Shemitah Daraisa. The question we're going to deal with is what factors that could exist that would have changed the halacha, and were those factors strong enough to actually change the halacha and flip Shviyas from being Daraisa Darabanan? So the context of the Gemara's discussion is not our Shemitah, but actually that's what I was talking to Dr. Espler. It's interesting that the Shemitah of Ksafim, which maybe we'll learn about, which is not the Shemitah of the land, but loans. We cancel all loans. Shemitah, during the Shemitah year, so we split. Shemitah starts for land next week on Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah starts for the loans at the end of the year. Some Rishonim hold the beginning of the year, which we don't pass him like, but the end of the year. But so those loans get canceled. So what the Gemara is dealing with is the halachic fiction, people call it, of Prisbal, where clearly there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you have to cancel all loans. Then the Hillel comes along, and Hillel out of nowhere says, if you hold this document that says a Prisbal, that the Bezin's in charge of your loan, then you can collect your loan. So the Gemara is bothered. You know, this is not Reform Judaism that you could just change a mitzvah in the Torah. So the Gemara has its different answers, and that's important Gemara for all new halachic innovations that this Gemara always gets discussed, following these models. But the first answer is the easiest answer. The second answer, which we won't deal with, is harder. The first answer is that there's no question. Shviyas Bizman says Derabanan. So since Shviyas is Derabanan, Hey Mamru, like we say all the time, Hillel could come in and say that, not pretend, but on a rabbinic level, the loan's canceled. And if you have this special document, on the rabbinic level, the loan is reinstituted. Because anyway, on the Torah level, you have every right to collect your loan as the lender. So that's the context of the Gemara. So the Gemara, that's the question. The Gemara answer is that we're going according to Rebbe, that Shviyas Bizman Hazeh Derabanan. How do we know that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Derabanan? Because the Torah says, Zed Davar Shemitah Shamot. This is the thing of the Shemitah, you should cease, you should rest. So it says two Shemitahs, Shemitah Shamot. What are these two Shemitahs? Acha Shemitahs Karkav, Acha Shemitahs Ksafim. Whenever the Shemitahs Karkav applies, then the Shemitah of money applies. Whenever the Shemitah of Karkav does not apply, then the Shemitah of money won't apply. So the Gemara takes it for granted that the Shemitah of Karka doesn't apply, and that's what allows the Shemitah of money to not apply as well, and therefore you can use a Prisbal. What is missing from the Gemara is why in the world does Shemitah's Karka, first of all, what does the word Shemitah's Karka mean? Second of all, why doesn't Shemitah's Karka apply? It just takes it for granted and says, since Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply, so too the Shemitah of money won't apply. So what the word Shemitah Karka mean is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. So Rashi says that Shemitah's Karka means our Shemitah that we're talking about, the resting of the land from work. Why doesn't it apply? Because there's a third Shemitah in the background that we're going to take for granted, which doesn't apply, which is Yovel. The Shemitah, it's a little complicated, but the Shemitah of the land resting is dependent on Yovel, returning the land to the rightful owners, sending the Avadim free. Since Yovel doesn't apply, and that Rashi takes for granted, then Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply. Once Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply, since Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's money, Ksafim, are connected, then everything gets knocked down. Basically, it's dominoes. Yovel starts the Shemitah from falling, and everything falls from there. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, our Gemara is not talking about Shemitah's Karka, our Shemitah's Karka at all, not resting the land. That's not in our Gemara. When the Gemara says Shemitah, it really means Yovel. Now, yes, it's confusing. Tosfos knows it's confusing. He says, sometimes we call Shemitah Yovel because the word Shamot in Hebrew, the root, the Shorash of the word Shamot, doesn't mean literally resting the land like Shabbos. Then you would learn, we learn the word Shoves. What Shamot means is to hold back, to cease from taking something. So Shamot means I'm going to hold back from taking my loan, and I'm going to hold back from my property. I'm going to return the property to its rightful owner. I'm holding back from taking something that I would think belongs to me. So you could call Yovel Shemitah. So since Yovel doesn't apply, that's the first Shemitah, then Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't apply. Our Gemara is not talking about the land Shemitah at all. So the question for Rashi, and we'll return back to Tosfos, but the question for Rashi is, why is Yovel not applicable anymore? What happened that caused the whole domino effect? So Rashi in the Gemara and Gittin, what you have on the page after the Tosfos, halfway down, towards the bottom of the page, why according to Rebbe, Shemitah lands only rabbinic? So Rashi says, "Kigon achshav shabatla kedushas haaretz." The reason why Yovel is derabanan is because everything's derabanan. Eretz Yisrael once had kedusha. Yehoshua came, he's conquered the land, and he sent each Sheva to its proper place. That gave the land Kedusha. Yehoshua and that whole generation, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, then they were later kicked out into Galus by its Rishon. The land lost its Kedusha. Then Ezra comes back, and Ezra reinstitutes its Kedusha, and now Rashi says, Achshav, we have no more Ezra any also, Elias Ezra is over, there's Churban Bayis Sheni, so we go back to the beginning, there's no more Kedusha Ha'aretz. So the reason why everything's Derabban according to Rashi is because we lost Kedusha Ha'aretz. Rabbeinu Hananel in...
The
Gullus, yeah, the Jews. I mean, one caused the other, but let's say in the time... Today. So we'll get to today, yeah. So you, according to Rashi, you would not need a Beis HaMikdash. All you would need is the Jews living in the proper place where they belong. You don't need the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Hananel says, similar point, this is in Moed Katan, the Ein Shmita B'Karka She'eretz Yisrael B'Yidei Ol D'Kachavimi. Interesting. Not necessarily the fact that we're not, you know, you can look at our the Gullus in two, there's two ways to look at Gullus. We're not there, and what the result of us not being there is the fact that the Goyim control, the Ol D'Kachavim control the land, they're taking ownership over the land. It could be that you have Jews living there for Rabbeinu Hananel, but if it's not Jewish sovereignty, so that is a reason why Shemitah would be Derabbanan. That wouldn't affect the rest of Kedushas Haaretz. Maybe it's a specific halacha in Shemitah, which would make sense based on the reasoning of Shemitah, that if we don't have Jewish sovereignty, there's not much of a point in keeping a mitzvah of not working our lands. They're not really our lands to begin with. You know, it's much different for the boss to close his company on Shabbos than just the worker. So if we just are, you know, we're just the guests, so to speak, of the Gechavim, so it's not the same Shemitah is the Rabbanan. The Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch says what Henry was alluding to, because it seems to be that he's saying it, it's just hard to understand why and what he means. As he summarizes the mitzvah of Shemitah, like he does in every mitzvah that he discusses, he tells you how it's applicable. He says, "Va'over alav zeh, al zeh, if you violate this prohibition, va'over admas obizman habayis, va'achas min avodos hasuris midaraisa, you plant, or you harvest on Shemitah, so then Kemosh Amarno Sham Loka, you get Malkus." So he says, what is the condition that you should be violating Shviyas? Bizman Habayas. He seems to assume that you need the Beis HaMikdash, which is very strange, because all the other agricultural mitzvahs, Trumos, it doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. It needs Kedushas Haaretz. And Kedushas Haaretz and Kedushas HaMikdash are two seemingly different ideas. So the fact that the Chinuch assumes that Shemitah we'll need the actual Beis HaMikdash is difficult. And
didn't you have to do with the fact that there was a rove of Klal Yisrael living in?
Yes, that's why.
And they've only existed.
Right,
the
so that. So that. But that's a practical thing. I mean, it's not. Let's say you could envision a world where there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash and there'd be a rove of Klal Yisrael
today.
Right, as we're reaching today.
But maybe the thing that is. Does Shemitah relate to Yovel and Tekiah Shofar and all
yes.
this, so that you need to make that?
So maybe, right. So that's the question. So, right, as we saw in the Gemara and Gittin, that there's a connection. Yovel, like we said for Rashi, causes the dominoes to go. So the question is, if you had Yovel Derabbanan, you could not have Yovel for various reasons. You cannot have Yovel because it inherently doesn't apply, or you cannot have Yovel, let's say they didn't blow the Shofar that year. So if they just didn't blow the shofar that year, you wouldn't have Yovel either. So how far do you go with not having Yovel that could cause there not to be Shemitah? So let's say you could technically have Yovel, but you're lacking the Tekiah shofar, so that might be a suggestion. So why would there not be Yovel now that someone raised Kol Yoshua Leha? So what Rashi assumes is that Yovel is in the background, and once there's no Yovel, then everything else doesn't apply as well. So why would there not be Yovel? That the Gemara in Erchin on Daf Lamed Beis says that you need a concept called, which we don't have, which is, says you need Kol Yoshva Halah. In order to have Yovel, beyond having Kedushas Haaretz, and beyond having everything that you need to have all the other mitzvahs, Yovel needs something extra. And that means it needs Kol Yoshva Halah, all the inhabitants of the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're Jews living in Chutz Haaretz, so you can't have Yovel. So now, what are you going to say then? If you have 99.9% of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael and 0.1% in Chutz Haaretz, you won't have Yovel. So obviously, you'll draw the line at some point. The Ramban says that we draw the line at Rov. As long as we have 51% of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, that's Kol Yoshva Halah, Rubo Kekulo, and therefore you could have Yovel. Tosos seems you could even have less. It sounds like you could have, as long as you have a significant percentage of each Shevet, you need a significant number from each Shevet, that's called Kol Yoshva Halah, and you could have Yovel. So we'll discuss if we have time what happens nowadays, if we have already, or when we reach the point close to, that we're going to tip the scales and we're going to have Rov Yoshva Halah.
So the second base that make this even, according to the Chinuch,
Ezra, right? So
didn't have.
So but Tosos is okay with that. Tosos says that's exactly Tosos' point, that even though most didn't come up, since we had a nice number from each shevet, but we don't assume that only certain shvatim won. Tosos says the psukim Ezra. So then Tosos thinks that Yovel would be the Reis in Bayis Sheni. You're right. Rashi seems to say that Yovel would be the Rabbanan in Bayis Sheni.
You mentioned shvatim, so that would negate.
Exactly. So if you need that requirement, which we'll see if we did, then even today, you know, you could get excited about Nefesh B'Nefesh, and rightfully so, and have 55%, 60%, but we obviously still have the Shvatim, and we don't even know where to go. Let's say you somehow knew that you're from Shevet Ephraim. So where do you go? Where exactly is your, you know, we haven't divided the area up exactly, so that may pose a problem for Yovel to be Dereisa. But now the question is, we see that Rebbe in the Gemara in Gittin says it's the Rabbanan. So is there a... The Gemara says it's Rebbe. So that sounds like there's someone that's not Rebbe who disagrees with him that it's not the Rabbanan. It sounds like that would be the Rabbanan. And the Gemara Malkata is pretty clear about that. That Rebbe says it's the Rabbanan because of the factors we've discussed. And the Rabbanan say that it's the Reisa. They argue on Rashi that it's not Batel Kedushas Haaretz, whatever reason the Rabbanan would argue. And Shvius is the Rabbanan. So then the question is, for us, how we paskin. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim paskin like Rebbe, surprisingly, against the Rabbanan. Maybe because other sugis imply why you should. If they paskin like Rebbe, and that means the Shvius nowadays, for the reasons we discussed, are the Rabbanan. Rashi is consistent if you look on the third source on the other side of the sheet. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, we'll see this Gemara in the near future. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells a story of the different Chachamim. You know, they were like the Vad. They were going around the Mashkicha, making sure that everyone in Eretz Yisrael was keeping Shemitah properly. And they said, oh, look, there's that guy, and he's working his land on Shvius. Let's go get him. And they said, no, leave him alone. It's okay that he's Puku Zoro B'Shvius. He's doing his work on Shvius. Says Rashi, Shvius B'Zman Ezez D'Rabbanan D'Bat L'Kedushas Haaretz. And that's not a Machlokas over there. That's a Stam Gemara. It seems to assume it's D'Rabbanan. Kedushas Haaretz is Batel. So we only have Shvius on a rabbinic level. The Ramban, the most prominent of a lesser number, but not an insignificant amount of Rishonim, who passing the Shvius Bezman Hazeh, is Dereisa. We passing like the Rabbanan. So these factors that we mentioned are not important for us l'halacha, and we have full Shvius of Dereisa with all the trappings. And you know, you'd have the Chumras, and the Ramban says, because we hold that Kedusha Shnia, when Ezra went up, and when he was reinstituted the Kedusha of the land after we were kicked out from Bias Rishon, that lasts forever. So it lasts forever for Trumos, it lasts forever for Kilayim, it's going to last forever for Shemitah, and therefore Shemitah is Dereisa. The Ravid, the Balamor, and a small number of other Rishonim hold a third opinion that Josh and I once discussed, and that is, there is no Shvius at all, Bezman Hazeh. There's nothing. People keep Shvius, he says it's a Midas Chasidus, it's a minhag they developed. What forces him to assume that is he's bothered by a question that other Rishonim are bothered by also. Why is it that we enacted Shvius Midrabanan, but we didn't enact Yovel? How could we should have Yovel Midrabanan? Midrabanan, even though you have a right to keep your field, you should return it after 50 years to its rightful owner in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ravid says, from the fact that we don't have Yovel Midrabanan, must mean that we don't have Shvius Midrabanan. The Gemara talks about people keeping Shvius. They were Chasidim. There were people who wanted to, they were so excited about mitzvahs, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to Midas Chasidus keep Shemitah.
Do we know when Yovel is?
I think we do.
I
think the Rambam talks about the calculation. Yeah, Shvius is the machlokas. Depending on the machlokas, I think we could figure out. The Gemara in Erechin talks about the year after, the previous year before the Chorban was Yovel. The Rambam, I think, I don't know if we've lost calculation, but seemingly if we did. But at least in the time of the Gemara, and post Bayashini, they definitely knew when Yovel was. So that is the three opinions. Most poskim seem to go with the middle of the road position. The Shvius B'Zman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. There is some ambiguity in the Rambam, because as you have in your sheets, he does say first in Shvius Nohegis El B'Eretz Bilvad, Shedemar Kisov El Aretz, Benohegis Ben B'Fnei Abayis, Ben Shlo B'Fnei Abayis. It at least exists in the world of Chorban. So maybe you would think it continued to exist. Then there's this Rambam, very tricky Rambam, in Perek Yud Halachates, where he says the connection to Yovel. B'Zman Shal Yovel Noeg, Noeg Din Eved Ivri, Din Bati Ari Choma, all the halachas that relate to Yovel, V'Din Stei Charam, Stei Achuza, Mekablim Ger Toshav, V'Nohegesh Shvius Ba'aretz V'Hashmatas K'safim B'chol Makom Min HaTorah. When Yovel exists, Shemitah exists. Implying when Yovel does not exist, Shemitah doesn't exist. B'Zman Shal Yovel Noeg, Eino Noeg Echen Mikol Eila, Chutz Mishvius Ba'aretz V'Hashmatas K'safim B'chol Makom Min Divrayim. But when Yovel doesn't apply anymore, then none of these things apply that I just said, like Eved Ivri, except for Shvius in Eretz Yisrael, and Shmitas K'safim, even in Chutz Laretz, Midivrayim. So now the question that the Mefarshim grappled with is that word Midivrayim. Does that go back only on Shmitas K'safim? Maybe just draw a line here. Or would it even go back on Shvius? So that's the Argirsa. Let me just read the other gears. They found newer manuscripts in the Rambam, and that question is totally clear. It's going back on both. His language is that once there's no Yovel, there's nothing. They have an extra midivrayim on Hashmatas Karka. But, okay, leaving aside the newfounded Girsa and the Frankel Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah thought that the Rambam held that Shvias Bezmanis as Daraisa, then it's Siv thought this way, other poskim thought that way, but the consensus even in the Rambam seems to be that we're going to say Shvias, especially with this new Girsa, that Shvias Bezman HaZeh is Derabbanan. Now, Henry asked about what happens when we tip the scales, so that they have, there is a machlokas about that. Are we going to say that once you get 51%, Yovel comes back, or we need not just 51%, we need the Shvatim in their proper places? And the opinion that says that you don't need the Shvatim in the proper places, even though the Gemara seems to say that you do, is because you only need the Shvatim in the proper places in the first 14 years, when we were establishing, this is each Shevet's place. Once it's already been established, even though they were kicked out, when we come back, as long as we know that this is the place for Shevet Reuven, even if we don't know who Shevet Reuven is, so then Yovel will be Daresa when the we get 51%, but it's a Machlokas on the books. The Chazon Ish held that you need the Shvatim in their place, and therefore Yovel will not be the right, so even when we come back to, or we've already achieved 51%. Now there's a very interesting side question with Shvias being Daraisa, and that is when we discuss the different reasons for the mitzvahs, we referenced the very famous pasuk in Parshas Bahar, right, when the farmer asks, well, what am I going to eat in the seventh year if I don't do any work? And the Torah says, don't worry, I'm going to give you a promise, that I'm going to promise that you're going to have an abundance for extra years. So now that Shvias is only Derabbanan, that's the way we paskin. So do we still get that bracha? The Torah promised it to us when there was Shemitah. But the Torah is not speaking of a time when there's no longer Shemitah. So maybe we don't have that bracha anymore. We only have the bracha when Shvias is Daraisa. So that seems to be a pretty sound line of thinking. And that's what the Sma, one of the major Mefarshim and Choshen Mishpat, in his discussion of Shemitah's Ksafim says, but now, there is no such thing. But the Chazon Ish, a very interesting philosophical point also, argues on the Sma, and even though Shvias nowadays is only the Rabbanan, we still get the Bracha. The Bracha still exists in the Torah. Why? He says, in the third line, he's trying to explain why they were Chachamim set up special takanas. They're worried about the aniyim and shviyas. Don't worry about the aniyim. We have a bracha. So he says the way the bracha works is that we only get the bracha. First, he says Beis Din has to do what they're supposed to do. Behishtadlus b'shvil hatzibur, and on the fourth line b'shvil ani hatzibur, when they have tachas bracha nicha akol. First, you have to do what you have to do. After we've done our hishtadlus, then we can sit back on the bracha. Umestaber the haisa bracha gam b'bayasheni gam achar korban the Beis Din shalamata osin mashik osin. Mashigaz or Bezin Shalmata. Bezin Shalmata said there's still going to be Shvias. So Hashem responds to the Chachamim. And the Bracha corresponds not to the Torah, but the Bezin has the power to kick in even the Bracha Daraisa. Bracha Nemra Acha Sha'asu as Hashtalus Obamakam Shaniftu Me Hashtalus. But Kamal Hashtalus Masu the Chachamim. How much Hashtalus should we do to see that we'd have a good year? That's up to the Chachamim. Once you have the Hashtalus, we still have the Bracha, so hopefully we'll still see this coming year, or this past year, but we'll see for years to come the achievement of this Bracha.